Martha Illusion here on 2FM. Now, Emma and I were chatting about this show yesterday, and you have some interviews from the cast of Bodkin today.
Yes, so I was talking about it on Under the Influence yesterday, and then I influenced Roz. She went home and she watched it.
Started watching it last night on Netflix.
So for anyone who doesn't know it, it was launched on Netflix this week. It follows three podcasters who arrive in a town to, you know, investigate a mysterious disappearance of three strangers, right? And it is based in West Cork.
And can I just say, though, the opening scenes, like in the first episode, they're at the Sally Gap. They're kind of looking at the viewpoint Loch Tay, which I park at a lot for hikes. And they had, like, obviously a fake stall set up selling, like, Irish things and sunglasses and stuff. And I was like, it would be so funny driving in the Wicklow Mountains one day and seeing that going, what's that doing there? Do you know what I mean? It's funny when people film in Ireland, a bit like Irish Wish, and they kind of like put these scenes together in really iconic places.
Yeah.
And it just looks so, as an Irish person, you're like, that looks so strange.
So out of place, yeah. But what was good about Bodkin was the creators weren't Irish, but they brought on a lot of Irish script writers. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the script writers were Irish, so they got the Irish sense of humour, and you can really hear that throughout the series. So it stars Will Forte, who was in That 70 Show, Siobhan Cullen and Robin Cara. And then there's other actors like Fionnuala Flanagan, Pat Short, David Wilmot, Chris Whalley. But I sat down with Will Forte, Siobhan Cullen and Robin Cara and have a listen to this.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hi.
Hello.
Good,
how are you?
But thank you. Siobhan, before we get started, I just want to congratulate you on winning the Rising Star Award at the IFTAs recently.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind. Thank you.
Have you come down off cloud nine yet?
Oh, just about. It was such a lovely weekend. We really had the best time ever, and it was a great year. Loads of my friends were there, and it was just, a pretty special room to be in, kind of celebrating all the industry's work, just celebrating Irish TV and film. So we had a ball.
Yeah, it's an amazing achievement, so congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Will, I wanted to say to you first, so my surname is Power, and your character Gilbert is also a Power. And I've watched some of the show. Can I just say, you are a great representative for all of us Powers. I feel like we're kind of connected.
Yes, no, I was thinking the same thing. Right when I heard your name, I was like, there we go.
She's in the class.
Yeah.
And there are a few Powers in Bodkin as well, so I must do some family research and figure out if I have any fictional town in Bodkin, any relatives down there. Well, Gilbert arrives in Bodkin as a very established true crime podcast maker, waiting and there to investigate the disappearance of three people. And I was just wondering, to get yourself ready for the role, did you listen to any true crime podcasts yourself?
Not really. I had listened in the past, but not specifically for this role. You know, the script was so well written that it just, you immediately knew exactly what you were supposed to do, and having had listened to, like Serial in the past and various other true crime podcasts, it I didn't have to dive in because I already had a pretty good idea of what to do.
I feel like the world are going to love this because I feel like everyone at the moment is so into true crime podcasts and true crime series on the likes of Netflix and that. So I feel like this show is going to be a massive hit on that alone, as well as it obviously being a great show. And for you, Robin, your character, Emmy, she's very sweet and you can tell that she's very eager and driven and she really wants to learn from Dove and Gilbert. And I was wondering, does she remind you of you in any way when you started out acting?
I mean, yeah, definitely. She reminds me of me now still. Like, I'm still like, hi, I'm very bumbly English energy. But yeah, definitely. I think like on sets and stuff, when you work with like amazing people like these two and just everyone, like you just want to like soak up as much stuff to kind of improve yourself. And it's just, it's amazing to work with everyone. Yeah.
And did you enjoy working on the show?
Oh, it was so much fun. We had such a ball. It was great, yeah.
It seems like it was a lot of fun. And Siobhan, for you, your character Dove, I love her. Like, she's so headstrong. She's a boss, you know? She kind of knows what she wants. But I know there's also kind of like a troubled past there. And I'm looking forward to getting to know the character a bit better. But I know she's a Dublin girl based in London who really didn't want to return to Ireland, but then had to return to Bodkin for this podcast. And I was wondering, for yourself, being in Ireland and shooting in West Cork, how was that for you?
Oh, it was a total joy. It was so gorgeous. It's so brilliant. It's so lovely to get to work at home. And you know, luckily the Irish industry feels like it's thriving at the moment. So much is being shot there and made there. And Yeah, so to get to come home and shoot in we shot in obviously West Cork, which was amazing, but around Dublin and Wicklow and Dublin, where I'm from, was so lovely to get to, you know, spend lots of time with my family and friends. But also to work in West Cork was honestly like we were on our holidays. Yeah.
It was stunning.
It was so gorgeous. So in between, like on our weekends or days off, we were just ramming in as many adventures as we could. Yeah. Will had loads of road trips planned for us.
Yep. Yeah.
Will bought us matching island hoodies.
We had a road trip.
Yeah. And Shamrock.
I picked them up at the airport. They were the most touristy sweatshirts, and I was like, I forced us all to wear them when we were hanging out together.
Chris Wally couldn't bear to be in Cork, his hometown, wearing like an Ireland sweatshirt.
But he did it.
God,
he did
it.
Yeah, but it was worth it. So yeah, we had lots of fun.
Almost like you guys are on like a stag or a hen or something like that.
Exactly. It really was. But I mean, going down, when we were down in Union Hall, because we started out up in Dublin and Wicklow for a bunch of it. So by the time we moved down to West Cork, everyone was so close as a unit, the cast and the crew. And so everyone's down there away from home. And it was just a lot of, after work, you'd all be staying in the same general area, so everyone would be having these fun dinners. It just was a very special experience that I loved it. I can't say enough about it.
More from the Bodkin cast right after this. You're listening to Roz and Emma. We're in the middle of hearing from the cast of Bodkin. Let's have a listen.
And for most of it was filmed in Union Hall in West Cork, and I know on the series the locals are kind of, you know, not really open to the podcasters and to you guys coming in, and they're not really telling you a lot and they're not welcoming. But what were the actual locals like while you were down there filming?
Yeah, the total opposite. They were so welcoming and kind and patient as we had to do, you know, a lot of road closures and sorry, we're shooting here. And they all just seemed really delighted that we were there, and we all really hoped that they liked the show and, you know, that they're proud of the part that they played. But they were so great. Yeah. I mean, we so many of their, so many of the pubs and restaurants down there, we would just arrive en masse because there'd be lots of us, all the crew, all the cast would all be piling into Nolan's cafe to order 150 flat white. they were very patient and accommodating for sure.
I'd say they were delighted when you came in asking for 150 flat whites. Great for business. And Robin, I loved how on the show your character Emmy had Duolingo and was learning how to speak Irish. So did you pick up any Irish words or phrases while you were there?
I don't know if I can say the one that I know. Can I whisper to ship?
You can say that.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Pogue Mahone?
Yes. That one.
Okay. That was one I remember.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up, guys. Thank you so much for chatting with me and congratulations on Bodkin. I cannot wait to see where the rest of the series goes.
Lovely to hear from the cast there of Bodkin. As I said, I started watching it last night on Netflix. It's definitely something I'd recommend. Go check it out. It is out now. Now it is time for our brunch beats to get you in the mood for, I don't know, maybe getting ready for work tomorrow.
I've got you in my space. I want